we had some testimonies from our college student body who recently were on the soul winning marathon, something we do once a year for our college. We did it over in Lakeland at the Calvary Baptist Church in Lakeland, and had a wonderful week last week hearing some of the stories and how the Lord worked in the students' lives. And so we're going to ask Dr. Lewis to come back up tonight, and we have not everybody in the choir loft has to testify tonight, but we're going to try and get through a bunch of the rest of them this evening, and that'll be a blessing. It's good to see Pastor Chad Asbury here with his family. He came in, and good to see him here this evening, and got to see Gaskoff Immelkar there, back from the boot camp and service there, graduate of Landmark Christian School. We could say a few other things, but we'll just leave it at that. It's good to see you tonight, Gaskoff. Amen. All right. We're glad you're here tonight, Dr. Lewis. Come on.
Amen. I talked with Pastor Skelton this morning. He said that they not only had a good increase the Sunday after we were there, but they had a really good increase on Easter Sunday, and then last Sunday they're still seeing people. And they're out doing follow-up on all the cards that we gave them, and they said they're getting a lot of good reports and seeing a lot of good things come from that. So it was a real blessing. Amen. Our first testimony tonight is one of our graduating seniors, Brother Barry Parsons. Amen.
It was my blessing to be a representative of Landmark Baptist Church there in Lakeland. I appreciate the church sending us and letting us take the vehicles and all the things. What a blessing it is to be a part of the college here and a part of this church. It's been my blessing, and let me say thank you to all of you. Since we've been here, my family has felt at home, and this has become our home. Amen. So we thank you so much for allowing us to be here with you. But our Soul Winning Marathon every year has been good. This is my fourth one, and I think more than anything this year, if I had to say one thing, that one of the things that was different for me from all the other years is all the years we were very pointed and always seeking souls and after souls, but this year, so many people, I went through the plan with them, and I'd get to the end and they'd say, "Oh, I've done that," and "Oh, I've done that." It broke my heart. So many times I'd go through the plan and I wondered what soul winner had been at the door, what church they had been to, and they'd left them there. These people, when you'd ask them the question, they knew. They absolutely did not know that they were on their way to heaven. But when you'd get to the end, they'd want more assurance than they would to get saved again, or to really be saved. And so for my heartbreak, or even more so, I think I left. It was one of the area that I was with Dr. Bradley's group, and the area we were in, I felt like there was more. They were steeped. There were so many Jehovah's Witness, so many Seventh-day Adventists, and so many of those people that knew what they believed, but their belief was false. And we would leave them with things, and if I could talk to them for just a minute and they would listen, we'd give them scripture, we'd try to give them some verses, maybe some hope, some things to make them question what they believe, so maybe they could come to the truth. But there was many that got saved. And I'd like to say about the student body that we have here now, and as a senior, I'd like to proclaim that the freshmen this year, what a blessing it's been to my heart. My bus, I was driving, so many of them had to, most of the freshmen, and I didn't have a whole lot of older men on my bus this year. And if you know anything about Soul Winning Marathon, or if you've ever been or heard anything about it, you know that the guys preach on the bus and everybody sings, and it's a great atmosphere to be in the group while we're moving from place to place. And a lot of the young guys, I got to hear a lot of these young guys stand up and preach several times, and what a blessing it was in my heart. A lot of these guys are freshmen, and a lot of these guys stepped up, and what a blessing it was in my heart to hear these guys preach and to hear the group sing, and there was a lot of great girls with us. But one of my soul winning experiences, and my partner was Sung Hee Lee, and was a great partner. And I got to win, I think, four people to the Lord, and Brother Sung Hee Lee got to win one. And Braille was the other part of our team. We didn't have any girls in our group, so we didn't have to wait. We just went. We didn't have to worry if somebody killed them, it was okay. And we just went, you know. We didn't have to watch the girls. I mean, we just kept going. And one of the things that blessed my heart, I the first guy I got to win to the Lord, the school was out, and we were walking down the street, and a lot of the kids, they just didn't want anything to do with their parents. And we were trying to talk to them, and we were continuing down the street, and we had knocked most of the street. Nobody answered. Nobody wanted to talk to us. And I got to a door, and I stand there beating on the door, and finally somebody came around from the outside. And it was a guy. I thought he was probably in his 20s, but he was actually a teenager, and stood and talked with me and just never heard the gospel before, and just, I mean, opened his heart to the gospel and stood there and received Christ as his Savior. And I looked over as we were finishing up and we were filling a car and I was doing assurance and we were trying to get him into church and get him signed up for their teen program there. And I looked across the street in Braille, which is not odd for him at all. He was winning a soul across the street. And when I got done, he said, "Brother," he said, "did he tell you who this guy is?" I said, I don't know. And he said, "That's his brother." He said, I thought about what kind of testimony do those guys have? I mean, if they get in a good, solid church, they get into Calvary over there, what a blessing that will be for them. What a testament, salvation testimony. I said, I remember the day I was standing there, somebody came to my door and told me about Jesus, and I was watching my brother get one to Christ at the same time I was across the street. It was a blessing in my heart, and I thank you for letting us go.
My name is Amanda Parker, and this was my fourth soul-winning marathon, and I thank God for the opportunity to go. I was able to witness to a lot of people, and the college was very excited about going out, but not only were we excited, we had a lady come up to us, and she's like, "Can I have some of those tracks?" I'm like, "Yeah." And she's like, "Well, can I have a bunch of them?" And she started going door to door in front of us and handing them to all our friends, so it was a blessing, and thank you all for sending us out.
Hey, my name is Scott Howard. I want to thank everybody who prayed for us and who made all this possible. We started praying about this beginning of the semester, and I started thinking about, what am I going to do if I don't lead anybody to Christ? I've been here about 6 years now, and I heard all the stories all through the years, and I thought, what am I going to do? And I started praying about it, and I started thinking, well, you know, it's not really me who's going to win them to Christ. It's the Holy Spirit's going to work on their hearts, and it's my job to bring them the message. So we were out there, me and my partner, and I still don't know what his name is. He calls himself Geraldo, but I could have sworn he said his name was Raul to some people that we were witnessing to. So I kind of like Raul better, so we'll call him that. But anyway, we were out there, probably 2 days into it, I hadn't witnessed a few people, I haven't seen anybody saved, and I told him, I said, "You know, I'm not going to be discouraged." So I prayed every day that I wouldn't get discouraged, that I would just do what God wants me to do. And God didn't use me to win many to Christ. I did win one soul, which I mean, praise God for that. But he used me more to be more of a help to people that were out there. There was one lady in particular, her name was Teresa. And many of you know I just lost my mom a few months back in November. And I went on the porch there, and she was sitting there, and she was crying, and she said she just lost her dad the day before. So I tried to witness it to her, but she was so caught up on her father being passed away. And I was just able to share that my mom just passed away and how God helped me get through that. And then when I told her I wanted to pray for her, her eyes kind of lit up like she couldn't believe that. "You really want to pray for me right now?" So we prayed with her. We gave her name to the church. They followed up on it. But the most important thing that I came across was another lady. Her name was Cheryl. And I've never been touched so much in my life until I started talking to her. We went on the porch, and she was sitting there in her house, doors wide open. She was sitting in her chair smoking a cigarette. And I started talking to her, and I said, "I want to invite you to come to church." She used to go to Calvary years and years ago, but she got involved in doing drugs and alcohol. And she was involved with crack cocaine at the time. And I told her, I said, "Well, we just want to talk to you about Christ." So she came outside, and I tried to witness it to her, but myself coming off that, being on drugs and alcohol, I know what it's like. It's all you think about is that next hit, that next drug. And I offered to pray for her, and she almost started crying. And she was just so excited that we were there and we wanted to help her. And she begged before we left, she said, "Make sure somebody comes to visit me. Please don't let them not come and visit me. She said, I really want to help. I really want to get off this drug." And it just touched me because I started thinking that's where I could have been. That could have been me where she was, but only by the grace of God. And I shared with her the verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17, where it says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new." The moment I received Jesus Christ, I seen that sign on a wall. And from that point on, my life changed. I no longer had the drugs and alcohol. I told her, I said, "If you receive Jesus Christ, if you come to him for help, he said he'll help you, he'll get you off this drug. So as far as not really seeing anybody saved, it was more of a excitement for me that I was able to minister to somebody. God used what I went through to help somebody else out, and I praise God for that.
My name's Stephanie Adkins, and this was my first soul winning marathon. Going into it, I was kind of nervous, and I didn't know what to expect and what exactly it was all going to be about, how I was going to feel. And I got the opportunity to lead three people to Christ over the 3 days, and it was such a blessing to me. I'd never actually won anybody to Christ out on visitation, like I had done it in like a Sunday school class, but never on visitation. And it was just such a blessing to see even there was an 86-year-old woman that could barely stand, and she was just really fragile in her health and everything, and I got to watch her bow her head and accept Christ, and it was just such a blessing.
Hello, good evening, church. My name is Braille Dugayon. I came from the Philippines. It's already my third year of the Soul Winning Marathon, and this has always been a highlight of my college here in Landmark. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for all the investments that you have invested in us. And I also thank my training in Fishers of Men. And thank you for everything. And as the Soul Winning Marathon happened in Lakeland, there are a lot of things that happened there. But I thank the Lord. He has been faithful. For without him, I cannot do anything, or in our team, we can't do anything without his power, and the Holy Spirit really helped us. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, and I give all the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was a blessing. There's a highlight over there that I observed. I was witnessing to a person. He's a young man, and I led him to the Lord. But as I led him to the Lord, his brother came, and it's already almost past 12, and they instruct us that you get ready because the van will pick you up. And the guy says, can you also, can I talk to you later? We'll go back to you and tell you, I'll tell you again about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in my mind was the van might come. So, but the young man says, what if I want to be saved now? So he was already pleading to me, and I look at Brother Barry, and Brother Barry nodded, okay. So I led him to the Lord also by the grace of God. And my partner was Jamal. He's from the Bahamas. And he was able to, God bless him, to lead 3 souls. And the Lord is also faithful to bless me 24 souls. And thank you for everything, and give back to the glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hi. My name is Antonio Turner. I'm from Freeport, Bahamas. And this is my third year at Landmark, and it was a blessing. And it's actually the day that we were finding out who our team members and stuff was. This is the third year that I've actually had the same partner, Tiffany Tracy. And the other blessing was I got the privilege of being on Brother Vercellus' bus, which at first I was kind of scared because he has a tendency to like push us harder. But I remember him saying that we weren't a team, we were a family, and it was just an encouragement to know that, you know, you're on a bus with other people who believe the same beliefs as you and who are doing the same things, and you're all the same age group. And the other blessing I had was actually going out. We also go out on Thursday nights. Going out in Lakeland, we met a lot of people who knew the gospel and who were saved and who actually encouraged us to keep going. And I just counted that as a great privilege, and I just want to thank the church for training us to go out and just do the work of the Lord. Thank you.
My name is James Van Diver. I'm all the way from Haines City. I seen last year the results of the Soul Winning Marathon last year, and it got my interest. So I was sitting where y'all was last year, but this year I had the privilege of going. And it was a real blessing to see the Lord work in a tremendous way over in Lakeland. I was privileged that the Lord used me to lead 4 souls to the Lord. There's one in particular, though, that was a highlight. He was an older gentleman, probably about 60, 65. And he told me about what he was depending on to go to heaven, and it turned out he was dependent on works and baptism and going to church and all these works. And I showed him in the Bible that it wasn't good enough. Showed him how he could know for sure about going to heaven and led him through the plan of salvation. And he accepted Christ as his personal Savior. And to top it off, this past Monday, I led a boy to the Lord. And it turns out the boy was his nephew. So it was a double blessing to find that out. So I appreciate everything y'all do for us. It's not possible for us to go out and talk to folks about the Lord Jesus Christ without your support. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And most of all, I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for his salvation that he has.
My name is Hannah Andrews, and I'm from Georgia. This is my very first soul winning marathon, and to me it was a big blessing to see that what a college can do if everybody is there for one goal, and it's to win souls to Christ. And I'm also got another blessing that I got to win one soul to the Lord, and that was a big blessing to me.
Can I use this? Thank you. Yeah, you have to excuse me, Pastor. I really don't feel like I'm worthy to stand behind this pulpit. Sorry. Most of you know me. I'm Brother Manny. I'm from kind of everywhere. And I'm a graduating senior here this, Lord willing, this May. And I'll be an evangelist to the military, and I'm very thankful to have gone on this soul-winning marathon. My soul-winning partner was Brother Jason Blanton. I couldn't have asked for a better soul-winning partner, and I'm very thankful for him. We had a great time. We really did. I got a chance to lead some folks to the Lord. The first day was pretty rough. We weren't having some very good responses. But I started praying as I walked, and I started asking God to give us somebody that we can lead to the Lord. And God gave us both somebody that we could talk to and lead to the Lord, and that was a blessing. And then afterwards, he gave us a double blessing because we both got to lead some other people to the Lord. And I got a chance to lead a Spanish lady to the Lord. She only talked Spanish, but her daughter talked English. And I got a chance to lead both of them at the same time to the Lord while her daughter translated in Spanish and prayed in Spanish as I prayed in English. It was just a tremendous blessing. And then the second day we went out, I had seen a man working out by the church before we even left the church. And the Lord just led me to go talk to him. And I was able to, in just a few minutes, lead him to the Lord. And it was just, I mean, he was just ready to receive God. And it was just a real blessing. And that was a real good start. And then my last day that I got to lead somebody to the Lord, the very first house that I knocked on was an apartment. And it was a Vietnam veteran. And he had, he was really ready to receive the Lord. He had done some things in Vietnam that he wasn't very proud of, and when I told him God would forgive him, he just cried and asked God to forgive him and receive Christ as his Savior, and it was just a real blessing. And I see Pastor Chad Asbury up there. I'm not sure if you remember me, Pastor, but I was there about 5 years ago. I think I showed up to your church, and we'll forgive him. He told me to go to Hiles. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you.
Well, good evening. My name is Geraldo Miller, not Raul. he was just kidding. I didn't say Raul. But first of all, I just want to say thank you so much. Thank you very much. This church, I know everybody said when they came up here, but it's sincerely, I'm very thankful for you. And this is actually my last one. I'm graduating by God's grace in May, and so it's been a pleasure to be here. I just thank the Lord so much for changing my life when I was here, and he turned me right around, and it's because, you know, the Lord brought me here, and I thank God for the leadership here. I thank God for his guidance. But I do thank God for Brother James. I was on Brother James's bus. And like everybody said about Brother James, boy, he's a pusher. And but I tell you one thing, he's a great leader. And I respect him so much for that. And he said to us, like Brother Ricardo said, first day he put no reserves, no retreat, no regrets. And I thank God for friends like Ricardo, because when I came in the van and on Thursday, and I was like, man, just tired, boy. And he's like, he turned around, he's like, no retreats, bro, no retreats. And I was like, keep going. And it's like, you know, I just prayed, Lord, give me another step to keep going on for another day. And the Lord gave it to me. And the first day I had a chance to lead one boy to the Lord. And it was so, for me, it was a very, very great, because he came to Brother James right after lunch. I just finished him eating my last piece of sandwich. And we drive him back, and he's like, Roldo, I'm gonna drop you right here. And I'm like, for real, right here, right now? And the food haven't even digested yet or something, you know? And I was like, all right. And so he dropped me and my team right off on the street corner, and I started witnessing to these four teenagers straight out of school. And I started witnessing to them, and I came down to the last part of it, and I asked each one of them, and three of them said no. But I came to the last boy, and I was like, you gotta make a decision for yourself. And it was such a blessing for me to see him say yes. And he said yes in front of his peers. And his peers were so worried about, I gotta change myself, and I have to change myself, I have to change. But he was like, man, I can't wait for me to change myself. And right down the street corner in front of his friends, he asked the Lord to come in his heart and save him. And that was a blessing for me. And just lastly, real quick, on the last day, on the first street, on the last door, I came to the street. I'd never forget the lady's name, because her name is like a drink, Margarita. And so I came to her. And I started talking to her, and she was like, no. And so I just thought, she's about this tall, and I was just talking to her, and she was so sweet. But the blessing, the other blessing I got from that visit is, her child was inside the living room, and the whole time her child just laid there, didn't say a word, didn't say nothing. And the whole time I'm thinking, man, God got to be holding this child and allowing me to get through this. And I got through it, and I don't have a testimony. I've heard people over and over and over cry. But this one time, her head was bowed, and I asked her if she kind of see the need of wanting, having Jesus in her life, in her heart, as her Savior, and I was like, oh my goodness. And I kind of like twitched, and I wanted to cry too, and I was like, no, don't cry. And so I just sucked it back in, and I was like,
Yeah. So, like, so, Jesus, yeah.
But it was a blessing, and just to see her saved, and the main thing I got out of it is this. Everybody that I got a chance to show the word of God, I walked away from that door knowing that I didn't lead somebody in a prayer. Just went through a phase saying, hey, repeat this after me, trust Christ. And I know that whenever I left, I did what I had to do and tell them about Jesus. And I know people, and that lady and that young man, I believe they sincerely got saved because it was their choice and not something that I forced them to do. And that was a blessing for me. And like I said, I'm gonna miss everybody. This is like family, what Brother Barry said. And I thank you so much for 4 years of greatness. And Pastor said on Saturday, he don't know who told me I'm graduating, but by God's grace, I'll graduate. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name's Brianna Tiffany, and I'm from Michigan, and this is my second Soul Winning Marathon. And it's just been such a blessing, because I got to talk to about the same number of people. You know, I got just as tired. I got to lead just about the same number of people, but my attitude towards it was a lot different. I was a lot more excited. I just wanted to go to the next house. And last year I still wasn't really, because I was still kind of new at it, so I was 100% sure what to do, was kind of nervous. But this year I just wanted to go and talk to as many people as I possibly could. And whenever, if we were waiting for the guys, if I ever got a chance to sit down, that was a blessing. But as soon as they were done, I was just wanted to go to the next house, and it was really great. And it's funny just how the little things that the Lord uses just to put a smile on your face when you're tired, and there are lots of those. And like the lady Mandy talked about, that made me smile, because she just wanted to go and hand out tracts, and she was trying to tell us where the church was so that we could tell people. And another thing, when it was, I was really excited, and if I got to talk to somebody, the next house would be Mandy's. And so we'd go up to the house, and I'm not going anyways, not even thinking, and I realized halfway through it wasn't even my turn. But that was just such a blessing to me, and it was great how God works and how many people were saved, and it was a blessing.
My name is Bobby Hiller, and I'm from Pennsylvania. I could remember coming down here and talking to Dr. Lewis before classes started, and he told me we have a soul winning marathon that we do every year, and it's mandatory, and I'm not a very confrontational person, so I was like, oh man, that's going to be tough. But everybody was praying, and they were asking God to bless it, and just, I remember the professor saying that there's nothing like being used by God. There's no feeling like it, and you know, they're right. And I've never been on anything like a soul winning marathon before, and it was just amazing. All the singing, the preaching on the bus, I couldn't believe it. And Brother Barry mentioned before how all the freshmen were preaching, and not only were there college freshmen there, but there were high school students, and I could remember them getting up and preaching on the bus, and it's such a blessing, and God's just so good. And he gave our team, the four of us, I think 10 or 11 souls throughout the 3 days, and the last day I didn't really get to lead anybody to the Lord, but it just reminds me of that verse in 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And it's just a real encouragement to know that if you're going out there and doing what God wants you to do, that your labor is not in vain. I just want to thank you guys for supporting us and praying for us.
My name is Caitlin Giblin, and this was my first soul winning marathon. And even though I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord, I like to thank everybody for all the prayers and everything.
Good evening. My name is Shaji Jose from India. It was a great privilege to represent the Landmark Baptist Church and the Landmark Baptist College in the Lakeland area. We had a good team. We had two big guys in our bus. One is Brother Hill and Brother Chad. Stronghold. And we had a great preaching and a good spirit. And Brother Hill dropped us in a very hard place in the first day. And we didn't get to lead anybody in the first day. We had been praying, Lord, send somebody. And we've seen this. We're trying to find one house without the sign, no trespassing. And the dogs, all these things just put us away from getting to have access to those houses. The second day, as we are witnessing towards the close of the day, my partner was Ian Johnson. He was talking to a couple of young men. Then another two guys were coming. Then I told them, you want to hear about Jesus Christ, go and listen to him. And they also joined with the group, and I just stood as praying for them, and we could lead those three guys to the Lord on the same day. The next day, the final day, it was a good day. We went early, like before 10 o'clock, we went into a house, so it was 9:45. My partner knocked the door, and the lady came out with a smile, and my partner said, hi, mom, good evening. It was not even 10 o'clock. And she came with a big smile. All of a sudden, her face has turned. There's something wrong with these guys. She said, okay, I'm not interested. She went back. And that day, I got a chance to talk to a German man. He was from Germany. I am from India. I get to talk to him, and I could lead that man to the Lord in United States. I think that's a great blessing. And we just pass the track to everyone that's come across our path, and try to witness to everyone that came in contact with us, and went through the plan of salvation many times. And towards the end, it's a heartbroken thing that they say, oh, maybe I'll do it later. I'll accept Christ later. And it's a heartbreaking thing, but they're still praying for them. Thank you for your investment in the lives of all the students here. And thank you for sending us out. Thank you, Pastor, for sending us, and God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. Hello, my name is Darla Peters, and this was my first soul-winning marathon. And it was just a really, really good encouragement to me, because I never actually, like, before this, and before I came to the call, just my first year in freshman, I didn't really know how to lead somebody to the Lord, and this just really encouraged me to lead people to the Lord. And I got an opportunity to win about three people to the Lord. And this one girl, she was really sweet. She was like 12 years old. She, when I asked her the question, like, if you knew for sure if you were to die today, are you 100% sure if you would go to heaven? And she's like, no. And so that's when God really intervened, and he like helped me lead her to the Lord, to know what to say and everything. And so she was real sweet. She really listened to me, and that was just a blessing to see her bow her head and just get saved. And I was really encouraged by that, and so I really enjoyed it, and it was just a blessing to me. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Sarah Andrews, and I'm from Georgia. I was on Dr. Bradley's bus, and I got to know him and his family more better, and some of the other students that I hadn't got much to know. And it was great that we all were working together and trying to win souls for Christ. Most places you, for me it was a blessing, because most places you go, churches and colleges don't have what you guys have here. That's right. It's so much a blessing, and God used the foster club that this church has to help me have more of a burden for souls. You know, I was praying for the hearing as well as the deaf. I'm hard of hearing, and therefore my burden goes to both those people, hearing and the deaf, and it was giving me more of a burden. And I didn't get to win anyone, but I was praying very hard, and I got to meet other different denominations and see how my partner was winning them and giving me more a knowledge how to do it for next time, for next year. And it was just a great blessing to see how a team can reach out and win others to Christ.
Well, good evening. My name is Brian Andrews, and I'm also from Georgia. We're not related, by the way, so. Anyway, I was also on Brother Porcellus' bus, and that was a blessing. And on the second day, very interesting thing happened to me. It's actually the soul winner's worst nightmare. I approached the door. The door was already open, and it was my turn to knock on the door, and I just started approaching the door, and it was dead silence. And then all of a sudden, this huge pit bull rushes out the door. And then my first instinct was to run away. But I was just like, no, I just stand here. And then the way the dog left the house, it appeared like it was about to rip me to shreds. But as soon as it seen me, it seemed like something came over it and it calmed down. I believe the Lord was protecting me. And the attitude of the dog just went, you know, calm state. He did go around and smell my feet and all. But the owner came and got the dog. Ricardo was actually nearby, and I know how scared he is of dogs, and it was God's providence that I went to that door, not him. He probably would have had a heart attack, so I was thankful that it was me. So anyway, on a more serious note, on the second day, actually the last day, I'll kind of talk about how it's up to God and not up to us. It was the second to last house. It came to a place. It was a tire rim shop. And the boss was there as well. And I kind of figured I wouldn't have an opportunity to witness to these two co-workers that were there. They looked like they're on their lunch break, and they're just sitting down eating some chicken. And I started talking to them. And the boss actually said, oh, okay, you're Christian. So he said, I'll let you talk to them. I was like, wow, that's amazing. So he actually backed off and let me witness to the two. And I went through the whole plan of salvation. I thought I did an excellent job. You know, I hit every point and everything. And I came right to the part, would you like to accept Christ? And they're like, no, not right now. And I'm like, what? I'm like, and then I was like, I went over again a little bit to recap it. and they still said no. And I believe the one on the left looked convicted, but I believe he was, he didn't want to yield because of his friend. But it was kind of discouraging, but I knew I planted a good seed there. But the day before, just to show the difference, it's not about me, it's about the Lord. The day before, I really, when I was thinking about it, Brother Vermeer was my partner. He's a good soul winner. And we had just left a house, and he led someone to the Lord, a couple people to the Lord. And we were leaving, and this person pulls up with a car full of people, and they have groceries, they're coming in. And this one kid has crutches, so he's kind of slow getting into the house. And I was able to stop him and talk to him for a little while. And he was wide open, he was listening, he was ready to receive Christ. And I went through the plan. You know, it wasn't as extravagant as the other house. You know, it was just a simple plan of salvation. He was ready, he accepted Christ. And it just goes to show it wasn't my intellect or what I could do, but it was all about God and what he could do.
Good night, my name is Jamal, I'm from the Bahamas. This year was my third year on the Soul Winning Marathon, and I really thank God for the opportunity to go. This year was the best year I've had so far. On the first day, I wasn't able to lead anyone to the Lord because my partner, Braille, he didn't give me a chance to witness to anyone. But on the second day, the second and third day, I was able to witness to some people, and I was able to lead four souls to the Lord. The highlight of my Soul Winning Marathon was this 60-year-old man. I think he said he was visiting from Puerto Rico, and we knocked on the door, and he said that he didn't live there. And I said that that's okay, we're just here inviting people to church, but more important, we are finding out. I asked him if he died today, if he's 100% sure that he'll go to heaven, and he said no, and he said he bowed his head, and he accepted Jesus Christ, and that was a blessing. Amen. Amen.
My name is Crystal Gilbert, and this is my first soul-winning marathon. Before we went out, I heard, I don't remember who it was, but somebody said that soul-winning marathon could be the best 3 days of your college year, or it could be the worst 3 days, depending on what you make it. So after I heard that, I was determined that I didn't want it to be the worst 3 days. So I was praying about who my partner was, and it was Kayla, and I learned so much from Kayla listening to her and watching her win souls, and it was such a blessing to me to hear her give her testimony of her dad and his car accident. And she talked to some guys that had motorcycles around, and she noticed that and she used that. They didn't get saved, but it looked like it softened their hearts a little bit. And it was a blessing to watch her. And I wasn't able to lead anybody to the Lord, but I got a little bit discouraged, but everybody around was encouraging me, and it was a blessing to be with them. We were on Dr. Bradley's bus, and everything was just, it was just a blessing, and there was so many encouraging songs and preaching to be sung.
My name is Varemi Raikan. I'm from India. This year, soul winning was my second time, and it was really a great spiritual experience and blessing to me. And yeah, it's really good to talk to different kinds of people and peoples from different religions and getting different responses. Yeah, it was really good. It was really a blessing. But I want to share about this couple. They accepted Jesus Christ as a personal savior. And as they were saying, praying the sinner's prayer, I heard their little daughter, who was like between 8 to 10 years, she was also praying the sinner's prayer. And after the prayer, I asked her, did you really mean it from your heart? And she said, yes. And I asked her again, did you understood everything that I shared about Jesus Christ? And she said, yes. And that was really wonderful. And I'm thankful to God for being so reasonable, for being so good, that the truth of the gospel, he made it so simple, so plain, that and so powerful that I can preach, and that even a child can understand. Yeah. Thank God, really, it blessed my heart so much, and I like to give all my heartfelt thanks to this church, to my pastors, and to my professors, and Brother Robert Condon, my soul-winning teacher, and everyone here who supported and prayed for us. And I thank God for everything. And thank God that this is not the end, and this is the beginning. That's what I feel. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. Amen.